Commercial fishers are readying their nets for sockeye season, and our intern Hannah Byrne took a field trip to the fisherman's terminal to find out what it's like to be a woman in the Alaskan fishing industry in 2013.
In the Middle Ages, sailors believed women were bad luck because they made the sea angry, and they weren't often allowed on board fishing boats. I went down to Fisherman's Wharf in Ballard to catch up with fisherwoman Allison Barrett to see if anything's changed.
I believe this is my 8th or 9th year. I grew up with a father who fished, but it wasn't until I was maybe like 17 or 18 that I started working full seasons with him. Specifically today, I'm looking at what we have on board as far as twine for net repairs.
But what's it like being a woman in the fishing industry?
There are more and more ladies up there, and that's actually one thing I've noticed in the last 8 or 9 years. I feel like I've seen more women on crews. I do catch people addressing me occasionally with a note of condescension, or like I hear that patronizing tone in people's voices probably more often than I would like to. It doesn't really happen much. Funny enough, I feel like I get it more often from people that really haven't been in the industry that long. So, you know, maybe they're not fully aware of the fact that we all do the same work and that there are hard parts about it, but that it's really not that hard.
That was Allison Barrett. Her boat set out Monday for the fishing season in Alaska. For KUOW, I'm Hannah Byrne.